Kiwis bleat like Aussie sheep, but don't condemn Afghan killings, was the headline on China's state-run media Global Times website today, as the diplomatic spat hurtles on. It's after New Zealand expressed concern over China's use of disinformation in a tweet that attacked Australia over the Afghan war crimes report and used a doctored image of an Australian soldier holding a knife to an Afghan child's throat. In response, China's questioned why New Zealand involved itself and whether that shows it supports Australia's actions in Afghanistan. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
Australia is still waiting for an apology after Prime Minister Scott Morrison described the tweet from a senior official as repugnant.
It is deeply offensive to every Australian who has served in that uniform. It is utterly outrageous and it cannot be justified on any basis whatsoever.
New Zealand has formally registered its concern with China over the use of an unfactual post, which a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry said was surprising. In a press briefing, Hua Chunying suggested that by weighing in, New Zealand could be showing it supported Australia's actions in Afghanistan.
To be frank, when I saw reports that the New Zealand raised concerns to China about this picture, I'm astonished. What has this thing to do with New Zealand?
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says New Zealand has not taken sides.
We certainly don't see it that way. If we saw, you know, a visual representation published by Australia that was incorrect, that was a doctored image, for instance, we would raise that concern also. For us, it was a matter of principle. We've raised that concern. Now that we've done that, that's the matter as far as we're concerned.
She's not concerned about the risk of retaliation from China.
No, and I wouldn't articulate it in that way. There have always in our relationship been issues that from time to time we will raise in the way that New Zealand does, directly with China and Chinese officials, but we'll always do it from a principal perspective. We've said our bit, and we'll be leaving it at that.
China is New Zealand's largest trading partner with exports worth $20 billion a year. Professor Robert Aysen from Victoria University says the major concern for both New Zealand and Australia is the economic bottom line.
China has shown with a range of countries that it is willing to put economic pressure upon them, and that's part of China's bag of strategies. So there's always that possibility, and I think that New Zealand policymakers are aware of that, and also that's one of the factors that has driven this emphasis on diversification of New Zealand's trade connections.
Last week, China imposed tariffs of up to 200% on all Australian wine imports, accusing producers of dumping wine into its market, which Australia denies. Former trade negotiator Charles Finney says New Zealand's free trade deal with China would not provide any protection if it looked at doing the same in New Zealand.
There is an early warning mechanism, so we'll know about it fast if they are planning to do something. But basically the rules are very similar, if not identical. So we would be vulnerable. I don't think that we will see this happen to New Zealand anytime soon, because I think the Australian situation is very different from ours.
Trade Minister Damien O'Connor isn't concerned about a trade backlash.
There's been a lot of rhetoric around. We don't engage in that at all. We don't support it. We'll just continue with what is a solid, sensible relationship with all of our international partners.
China's foreign ministry spokesperson says they have pictures and other facts, including the Australian Defence Department's report, to back its position. Ms Hua said if needed, China and Australia could provide all of this material to New Zealand. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.